Scott, you've proved the critics wrong. Athico can do rubbish in his GCSEs and go on to be all right. That's from Pad in Telford. Thanks,
all
Pad.
All right.
It's 7:15. Don't know what we like to do this time of day. We like to get a posh lady from Radio 4 to read out all the emails that you've been sending in over the last couple of days on Dear Scott. Feel free anytime you want to email me with anything you want to know, anything that's been bugging you a bit, anything you want to ask, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you put a subject, Dear Scott, that'll help me a lot.
You get a bit confused with your admin, don't you?
I do a bit. Just makes it easier.
Are you now happy that people get their shirts signed, by the way?
Yeah, I just
used to do that on my last day at school.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, Becky.
I know, I was upstairs listening to you and you were saying that you'd never done it and I was sitting there agreeing with Chappers, shouting at the radio.
Thank you.
Loads of people are taking extra shirts in today because they've been told by their teacher they need to look smart on the last day. So they're taking a shirt in just to be signed as well. First one then.
Dear Scott, now that Becky is a fully fledged sex symbol, any chance of her doing a photo shoot for some lads mags? FHM maybe. Or if she's not that upmarket, Nuts or Zoo. Love you, John in Newport.
Or if she's not that upmarket, Nuts or Zoo. I must have missed this. When did you become a fully fledged sex symbol?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I missed this as well.
I think I've missed it as well because I don't have a clue.
Was I away for that show?
My inauguration as a sex goddess?
Yeah.
No. I don't think it's happened yet.
How do you become a fully fledged sex? I mean, do you start as kind of a semi-sex symbol and then...
And it kind of gets bigger from there? I don't really know. What's the moment when that happened, Becky?
I'm not sure.
All right.
But you're not disagreeing with it, are you?
No, not in the slightest.
No.
Have you been approached yet by...
Would you like to do a photo shoot?
No.
That was a no that kind of sounded like she was...
I would do it if I was thinner, but I'm not, so I won't.
Right.
Be airbrushed.
I would do one if they'd airbrush me to make me look hot. Head on the top.
In all those magazines, everyone's airbrushed. They don't really look like that.
Were you airbrushed on your men's health shoot?
Hell yeah, no, actually.
Hell yeah, no.
No, not enough. Next.
So if they said, we'll airbrush you, you'll do it.
Can
I just point out, I don't want to see this.
What I mean is airbrush my head onto someone else's amazing body.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Oh, I'm sure the offers are flooding now. Next.
Who was the blonde having an affair with the bookie?
Oh, that was Edith Bowman.
Next.
From yesterday's show. It was the old people in the drop-in centre. Remember, what are those old people on about from yesterday?
She had an affair with the man in the bookies.
We showed the old people in the drop-in centre a picture of Edith Bowman from Radio 1, and they said this.
She'll have an affair with the man in the bookies.
They just describe what they see in the picture. I think they thought that Edith was someone from Coronation Street, which is why they're getting a bit confused.
But I still can't think who that would be in Corrie, unless they meant Liz McDonald.
Very fashionable, very pretty, yeah. Yes, and she wears glasses, which of course is very useful.
Yeah, that was some of the other descriptions for Edith. Next.
Chappers sounds like Cilla Black off of Blind Date when he says Graham, don't you think? Jen in Glasgow.
Do it, do it.
No, because she's a Scouse woman and I'm a Manx male. How's there a similarity?
And now it's over to R.
Graham.
Well, it is the same. Same.
It is the same.
And now it's over to R.
Graham.
I can't believe we've sunk so low as to make up random text just to get him to say that.
Next.
Scott, thank you. Having just heard you say, it will all be fine, I feel like I can walk on water or even fly. You truly are my inspiration. Thank you again. You are amazing. Smiley.
Anytime you need reassuring exam advice, that's what I'm here for. It'll all be fine.
Was there not an element of sarcasm in that text?
You can never tell whether there's sarcasm in the text, so he takes them all as genuine.
That's the thing about text, you just don't know the tone of them. Next.
Dear Scott, what is Chappers?
Yeah, what are you?
What do you mean, what am I?
I have often heard the Radio 1 presenters, such as Chris Moyles, Sarah Cox, and even yourself, referred to as the talent. But what is Chappers? He co-presents your show, yet he also reads the sports news. So does that make him just a journalist? Is Chappers talented or not? Thanks, Bryn.
Bryn, thank you.
Has the one that doesn't speak been texting in again, pretending to be somebody else?
Maybe you could just explain what you are.
I'm a sports journalist.
So you are a journalist?
I'm a journalist,
but yeah. You're not talented?
No.
Not even in the world of sports journalism?
Well, maybe in the world of sports journalism.
But no other area?
You've got very red, Mark.
I don't quite understand what you...
We're asking you if you're talented or not.
And I've said no.
I think you are.
Right.
I think you're just more than just a sports journalist.
Well, I only want to be a sports journalist. Oh.
Really?
Yes, really.
What about those Chappers and Dave shows you do? You're not going to try and be a funny, witty presenter?
No, I'd rather just do sport for Five Live. Okay. I'm more than happy to put it out there.
Bye then.
Five Live are listening, Mark.
Great working with you.
That's the most enjoyable stuff that I do.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Oh, break it to me like that, why don't you? Ow, that really hurt.
While we're at it, if Radio 3 are listening, I'm quite into classical.
Ow. God, we could have done this off here.
You asked the question.
Scott, where would you rather be right now?
I love my job. I love Radio 1.
I'll stick with you, it's all fine.
Thank you.
P.S. If Chappers is talented, how does Becky describe herself?
Back at you.
As a certified sex symbol.
That's right. Fully fledged. Right, that went well.
This is Radio 1.
Scott, I saw this menu in the Costa del Sol off of Spain. Item 27 reminded me of a strange menu item you saw when on holiday. Hope you read this out. Thanks. Chris, off of Wakefield.
This is a menu that I saw when I was in Spain.
Yeah.
And it was tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse. That was on the menu.
And what was that?
We never really found out what it was.
There was a bite of hamburger as well, wasn't
there? A bite of hamburger and chicken of the ember.
I have this menu in front of me now that this person said. What number was it again?
27.
It's the portions and lids menu.
Yeah, portions and lids. Number 26 is meatballs. Number 27, though, absent-minded chicken.
That's 27 on the menu, is it? Wow.
Yeah.
In Spain.
Of 33, you can have a scallop unit.
This sounds good. You sure it's not the same place?
Well, I have no idea.
They might have changed the menu.
Absent-minded
chicken, please. Thank you.
I think it's a chicken that wasn't really concentrating and got killed.
It's unfortunate. I don't know why I laughed at it.
Why do you sound like JLC today? It sounds like you are doing a continuous Becky impression. Nice lady wipe story too, smiley. Faith, XO.
I'm not aware that I sounded like JLC yesterday.
Scott, why do you sound like JLC today?
Also, it implies that Becky always sounds like JLC.
It's just West Country twang.
But do you know what? I think when you're tired, you do go quite West Country.
Oh, I was tired yesterday.
It's just in a relaxing voice to do, isn't it? You don't have to think about speaking properly. You can just go back into your normal voice. That's how I talk when I'm not on the show.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit tired yesterday, which would maybe explain it.
Are you saying the West Country accent's kind of lazy?
I mean lazy for me, because that's my normal voice. I have to concentrate to talk properly.
But he's from Southampton.
The west of Southampton.
Next.
I thought I was the only person to get a Schofield. I took in a pic as well, after I saw his great hair on Going Live one sat. It changed my life. No more bowl cut. Speedy, going to work.
Thank you, Speedy. See, I'm not the only person that took a picture of Philip Schofield to the hairdresser and said, make me look like that, please.
Was it Jennifer Aniston of the 80s?
Yeah, it was, actually, I think. People were going in and saying, could I have a Schofield, please?
Were they?
Mm.
Not round our way, they weren't. Although, much as everybody liked Philip Schofield.
What were they asking for round your way?
From memory, I think a Sean Ryder.
I thought it was Oasis when you were young, Chappers.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Was it a Bobby Charlton?
You don't know who Bobby Charlton is.
I love the way you just do the football jokes. The one that doesn't speak tells you in your ear. You've got no clue.
Who is Bobby Charlton?
He's the dad of the woman who used to do the weather. Or is that the other one?
No, that's right, yeah.
He's off of football.
Yeah, right. And what was his hair like?
Help me!
See? He just... throws you there and kind of leaves you to dangle.
Bobby Charlton had a very big comb over, if that helps.
Right. And that was all the rage in Sale, was it?
Well, that was before my time, strangely enough, it being the 60s.
He doesn't even know how old he is,
I know,
he?
He's got no idea.
Next.
26 and my mum still cuts mine. Jim in Manchester, the chicken and beans man.
What does that mean?
Oh, he's that guy who was on a couple of weeks ago and we phoned him up and then for some reason, at the end of the conversation, he started talking about beans. Do you remember? It wasn't part of the story at all.
Oh,
and we all
yeah.
just sat there going, what did he mean about the yeah. beans?
Oh, when we were doing the afternoons.
Yeah. Surprise party. Someone had organised him a surprise party and then he started telling us what he was having for tea or something.
And his friends smelt like beans or something.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? So he's been back on. Saying
26 and my mum still cuts mine.
Oh, we were talking about what age you should stop your mum cutting your hair. Because
right.
Tom from The Enemy, his mum still cuts his. Thanks, chicken and beans, man. Weird. Next.
Hi, Scott. Baz from Rill. I can understand you worrying what Joe Wiley's going to say about the phone call, but how the hell did you get her to say, suck my hairy toe, in the first place?
It was lick my hairy toes, actually. I can't
yeah,
remember.
At least be factually correct.
I just had all these clips of Joe from ages ago, and I thought it'd be fun to slow them down a bit and just make her sound a bit drunk.
She's listening to this at the moment. I can see her on camera. I can't quite work out whether she's laughing or grimacing.
She's going to get Asher Roth on you again.
Lick my hairy toes.
I don't know when we recorded that. I can't remember.
It's a grimace.
But I won't do that again. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she's... She's left me a scary message from Asher Roth. Did
he
you hear that earlier?
Business.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with him.
Can you just say, do one thing for me?
What do you need?
Can you just say, this is Asher Roth with Joe Wiley and Scott Mills, watch your back. That's all you have to do.
Cool.
So you've got the best voice. Hang on a minute. Gone.
What up? This is Asher Roth hanging out here. Hold on, let me get it in.
My name's Joe Wiley.
Okay. What up? This is Asher Roth hanging out here with Joe Wiley. And all I got to say is Scott Mills. You better watch your back.
Ooh, I'm scared now, Asher.
Yeah, if you can remember who you are.
Yeah, what's your name again, love? Yeah, whatever.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.